This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Srila Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Founders Kalyana Mohan and Ruven Tiruchelvam have created Swipee, an all-in-one SME expense management platform for business needs. They aim to take care of all business expenses. As you can see, all registered cards, the payments made, spending totals, and other metrics. So I'm here with both the gentlemen to find out a little bit more. And of course, you know, they're one of the winners of the Sunway Invest Challenge, right? And of course, this is with Sunway iLabs. So good morning, gentlemen. I want to find out like what background you guys came from and what got you, you know, to start this. We'll start with you, Mohan.
Thanks, Vida, and good morning to you. So my background, I'm a passionate engineer who accidentally ended up in finance. I was dabbling within the automotive industry, even being a race car engineer for a bit. And then I met this guy called Ruven, who you'll be speaking to shortly, who convinced me that the world of business, building businesses require me to be in the business side of the world, right? Like learning finance, learning how to grow a business. So I followed his footsteps, joined General Electric in Malaysia, part of the entry-level leadership program, which is a program that it's finance-focused. They rotate you every 6 months with the GE businesses across Southeast Asia. So from knowing my engineering, I learned debits and credits really quickly. So continued with them for 13 years where I was within the internal consultancy side of GE, audit side. I then eventually led GE Oil and Gas Digital Transformation, focusing on the commercial side, anything from tools and processes to org chart to restructuring where the team sat. Eventually, I left as a commercial director, came back to Malaysia in 2018, and I wanted to help SMEs have the 3X, 4X growth as well and help them the way I helped GE grow. And quickly, I realized that the tools and processes that I had access to in GE were simply not accessible by SMEs. Also, all those tools were just too clunky for SMEs. So that's when we stepped in and said, we need to fix this.
Right. You need a degree to be able to work that out, right?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Ruven, you're from the finance background.
Yeah, thanks, Frida. Good morning. I'm from finance, finance trained. And like Mohan said, I also joined GE in their graduate program in finance and rotated around different businesses. So GE is a huge American conglomerate, at least back in the day, 400,000 staff, just keep that in mind. So I'd spent time with them in the operational finance and I moved to the investment side of things with GE Capital in Singapore. Eventually I left, I came back to Malaysia, joined CIMB, and CIMB had a private equity arm, which were then, at that time, they were investing into SME businesses, very Asian family type businesses. And these businesses were looking to institutionalize themselves, right, before they go for listing or trade sale. So I'd spent time in the team, going to the various businesses to looking at ways to optimize those businesses as well. And I, saw a lot of pain points that they felt as they were growing, the families were growing their businesses. So CIMB is 40,000, right? Mm. Think about that. So, and then when I left CIMB, I joined a small family office, and we were building out various businesses. So this is me going now into the SME world where there's no employees. So 400,000 to 40,000 to zero, and having to do everything myself. And the businesses that we went into were fairly digital in nature, especially at the front end. But I also discovered some very pain points at the back end of managing finance for businesses.
What were the pain points, though?
When you think about starting a new business, the first thing you do is you register a company. You then go and register a domain. So you go to Exabytes or GoDaddy. Then you register your email service, right? You can take G Suite. You can take Outlook. Then you figure out, I need to go and hire people. So I need a LinkedIn or a Hirely, right? So, if you fast forward, before you even generated a single dollar of revenue, you've consumed a lot of digital subscriptions. And all of that goes on a credit card. And it went on my credit card, which was painful, right? Because I'm mixing my personal finance capacity for a business purpose. And that's just the start of the journey. Mohan will share more pain points that he faced.
What were your pain points, Mohan?
Well, actually similar, right? It came in the digital space. I was helping a hospitality business transform, where we were basically implementing digital tools, IoT devices. So making it move so that the team were focusing on outcome instead of output, right? Instead of focusing on pushing paper, you guys be focusing on customers. So while doing that same problem, I wanted to pay for the services, couldn't get a corporate card at hand. The banks were not giving corporate cards. So put it on my personal credit card for a bit. Then I thought I can escape by using a debit card with the bank's issue. But debit card has a lot of challenges, loads of challenges with debit card. One of my issues I had was it only worked with the local network, like your Jabatan Custom. And so I couldn't pay for your services, like Rubin mentioned, right? And I also wanted to get rid of petty cash, because petty cash is a real challenge. It's unnecessary manual process of reconciling on a daily basis. So I wanted to give my team cards, and I just couldn't.
Why did we leave the cushy jobs in GE and CIMB? Why? Why? Okay. Now, what does Swipee do? Okay, so take me through the journey. I am a SME owner. What can Swipee do for me?
All right. So what Swipee is a financial operation solution with embedded banking services. Now, what that means is we take care of your account payable, your account receivable, and your cash flow. We're automating the entire process. Our journey has started within an account payable side, within the card side, very small sector. Why we started there? Because we felt that was the biggest pain point right. SMEs were facing today, right? Paying for digital subscription, segregating personal and business expenses, having real-time visibility as the expenses occur. So while we have a longer vision of how we want to solve SMEs problems, we started with the corporate card. So we've released our what we call the next generation corporate card solution for SMEs. And what the platform allows you to do is you sign on, you then invite the team members you want to give a corporate card to. We allow you to issue virtual cards as well as physical cards to your team members. And virtual because, 90% of your digital spend, you don't need a physical plastic.
Right, right.
Virtual card is more than sufficient, right? You then monitor the spend real time. As someone transacts for a Google, you see it immediately. They get to submit their receipt and claims through the mobile app. So we've kind of streamlined that process, right? So that's the card program. We're also now just launched within a small group of customers our bill payment solution. This is when you receive invoices from your vendors via email. We auto-capture it. Our OCR program reads it. We then put it on your dashboard for you and tell you, hey, this invoice is due in 30 days. And we allow you to pay out from the platform. So you don't have to move from Excel to an accounting software, then to a bank. We kind of consolidate and give you an elegant. We use the word elegant a lot, Frida. Because that's what you want to achieve, elegant experience in managing your finances.
When did you guys start Swipee?
We started it last year, and we had spent some time doing, a little bit of time doing research, and we had, Mohan had the problem, I had the problem, but we spent time researching and went to 125 different SMEs to understand that it's not just our pain point and it's a big enough problem to solve. But things really got started in September last year. When we signed our commitments, and then within 4 weeks, we launched the business and we had our first customer in October with an MVP. So that was pretty fast as well.
And in terms of, so it's, not even a year, but in terms of getting new customers, what is the process, right? Because how do you market a product like yours?
I'll take that more. I look after the marketing side of things for the most part. And I have, through my years of being in Malaysia, I had access to a lot of people in the SME world and a lot of partners as well that we use today. So we've gone to market with very little marketing budget. But after we won the Bank Negara competition in January, we started getting a lot of requests to try Swipee because that's really when we unfolded ourselves and went to market. But the go-to-market has been through channel partnerships. So we love working with people like Pitchin, with Lead, which is the 1337 guys. We like working with Common Ground. We've done various other partnerships that I can mention, but these are where communities of SMEs are basically congregating and having conversation, especially the modern SMEs, right? So we target these SMEs and we know where they're having those chats, and that's how we've gone to market and onboarded the customers at
right.
Speed.
I'm here with Kalyana Mohan and Ruben Tiruchelvam from Swipee. We'll continue our conversation after this. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
behind famous men. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Kalyan Mohan and Ruben Tiruchelvam from Swipee, and their aim is to make SME finances easier. And of course, they won the winners of the Sunway Invest, not Sunway iLabs Ventures. And you know, you were just saying that, you know, you guys won the competition in Bank Negara, and you know, that community, I guess, you know, you guys have been around in this industry and space for a while. Is there a particular, when you talk about SMEs, is there a particular industry within that that you're targeting?
Yeah, so we, even before we started, we had a thesis, Frida, that our segment is broken down into four categories. We say the digital native, these are SMEs that deliver their product, they run their business in a very digital form. So think about e-commerce platforms. Then we looked at digital enablers. These are SMEs that enable other businesses to become digital. Think about marketing agencies, website developers, that category. The third category was what we call digitally enabled. These are maybe traditional, but also new companies that delivered in traditional form, like selling stuff, but they have digital tools to help them perform better. And I take the hotel as an example, traditional businesses, but they have different digital tools within the organization to be more efficient. Then we have what we call professional services, the legal firms, the accounting outfits, right? So we categorized this four even before we started. And then we tested the market, right? We put ads out, what we call four ads we put out, just seeing which one gets more traction. And we did an ad 2 days over, and we got an overwhelming response from category one and two, which is the digital native and digital enablers. And today, I would say like 60% of our customer base, and Ruben can confirm, are from these two categories. They're also the ones that are, you can see they have the natural tendency to want to digitize. And we tell them what we're doing within a minute and a half. They're like, yep, I had the problem. Just yesterday, I had to share my OTP number with my employee. Just yesterday, I spent going through my bank statement, highlighting and giving it to the accounting firm. So they immediately get it. Right, so those two categories, digitally enabled and digital native enablers, they are our, I guess, prime customers there. Low cost of acquisition.
Is there a, you know, I'm sure there are other players in this space as well, right? And what would be your USP then?
We are the first in Malaysia, Frida, to launch this. And if you rewind back, this industry is actually very, very nascent globally. You know, in the US, it was formed probably about 2015, 2016. Takes a couple of years, and then things happen in Singapore, takes a bit more, and then things happen in Malaysia. The usual, right? So you know, it's very nascent. In Malaysia, we are first to market, and we are licensed as well to do what we need to do. And we've, you know, kickstarted that way. There are a couple of players regionally, but they are very much focused on the markets like Indonesia and so forth, like very large markets. Right. As well. Okay. I guess from a USP perspective, it, you know, everyone starts, you know, in the fintech space, you attack a starting point, right? Everyone has a different starting point, and then you venture on beyond that point after that to try and solve more problems for your customers. So we picked the card as a starting point because we saw that as a massive pain point. But we will drive the business down in a particular way, which we feel will be different to our customers. And that really comes down to the DNA of the founders and the background as to our experience of having been in large organizations, having been in medium size, and then running our own businesses and seeing the pain points. And of course, with Moen's, not just his good looks, but engineering brains, you know, he'll be able to figure out a couple of things from his GE technical finance experience.
It's coming from big companies. It's the core, it's the processes, right? They lack the processes.
Well, the process exists for a reason too. I call it the Holy Trinity, Frida. It is process, the first P. The second P is people, having the right people to run the process. And the third one is tools, having the right programs and tools in place. When you have these three together, that's when you have the most amazing outcome. We have the wrong tool with the right people, terrible. You have the right tool, but people are not trained, also terrible. Right tool, right people, but bad processes, outcome is also bad. So you put it all together in a nice way, right? So in Swipee's outcome, while we are focusing on, and you asked for the USP, while we are focusing on the tool, we are also making it easy. So the people part is convenient. You don't need a huge learning curve, right? And then part of our training, we're also telling people how best to use a platform, how best to leverage the tool to have your process improved. So we spoke to a few customers and saying, hey, from going forward, you don't have to now worry about auditing every 100% of the community, but you know you can only audit the ones that have red flags, for example. So you shift your focus from every day pushing paper to focusing maybe 1 hour on a specific area. Then you got the rest of the time to focus on other more important things.
I'm just going
to
go through a couple of things. So you were talking about the card, and that's the Swipee Visa prepaid card, right? The idea is subscription. That's the idea in terms of your business model?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
There are a couple of revenue streams. Subscription is being one of the key pillars, yes.
Right. And how big is the Swipee team now? Small.
Small. We are small and we are always looking for people to join us. So anyone hearing out there want to join the team, come and join this free recruitment.
What are you looking for? What kind of talent are you looking for?
We are a team of 20, made out of engineers, marketing, process people, and then Reuven and myself is right. We are looking for people to help us across the board, focusing on the technical side. We are looking for engineers to join us. We're looking for operation folks. We're also looking for finance as well as marketing. So across the board, being a company that really just formed last year, end of last year, and today, two awards later, we've got about 80, 90 customers on our platform and about 150 on a waiting list. We are growing faster than Ruby and I can. So we need to get the team members in to make
Not
it scalable.
Bad.
So we know what to do. We just need to
And
do
that's
it.
Another story, right? I mean, in terms of finding the right talent, right? And that's a tough one. So but I won't go there because I think it's a problem that every industry is facing. But even... And not bad, right? I mean, you guys, not even a year, really. In setting this up, you know, behind the scenes, what have been some of the challenges? Is it largely been finding talent in terms of growing your business?
I would say getting talent and access to the right talent has been a challenge. But, you know, like any new business, right? You got to put your feelers out there. You know, some people you hire are great hires. Some, the mixed bag, and then some shouldn't be there. The trick is to quickly identify, where the talent sits. And they could be good talent, they're just not, suitable for our business, right? And we have to figure out, okay, there's no alignment there, and quickly move on. If not, you could waste a lot of time, precious time, right? And then you slow yourself down. So talent has been a challenge for us, like any new business. But I think we've overcome that. Because, as we build out, Mon and I previously, people were joining because of us. Now we've created a brand and the brand is starting to take its own evolution. And by, being featured through awards or even on media and through our customers' eyes and good experience, people start talking about it. And that sort of creates confidence for even better talent to come and join us. You know, so we are constantly evolving. Our talent
Your decision to participate in the Sunway, iLab Ventures, right? Why did you do that? And how does it fall into, with Sunway, it's about sustainability, right? So how does this fall into that space from your viewpoint?
Yeah, so participating in Sunway, the iLabs Accelerator Program, we had spoken to them very early on before we even started the business to get some guidance, some insights. So when it came time for us to, when we reached a certain size and they started the program again, we said, yeah, we should participate because what that does is, it gets us access to the community of startups, which is also where our customers are congregating. We also get to learn a few things. The exposure is fantastic. We get to talk to you, Frida. That's through the Sunway introduction. And it just takes us to a different level as well, by participating in an accelerator. There's the technical side of things, and there's also the the exposure.
And I think it's great because, you're able to experiment this with many, many businesses, right? I mean, that's moving beyond MVP. I mean, you get to test this. So moving forward, right? You know, what's next for you guys? What's in the horizon?
Well, I guess the first product, make sure it's accepted. We grow it out better. Our objectives are still the same. We want to help SMEs transform their finance. The finance function should not be an output organization, but an outcome organization. You should leverage your finance function to grow faster and better. That's our objective. We want to make finance consumable, right? Even myself, Frida, when I got into finance from engineering world, I was like, what is this not so fun world of debits and credits? And for many SME owners, finance is still that. It's still someone else is doing it. Just make sure it's correct, right? And well, it's the pulse right of the business. It's the part of the business that tells you if you're going the right direction. Whether something is wrong, it gives you so right much insight, right? So our goal is to make finance consumable right by everybody.
Okay.
Now, with that, it's just not the card program. It is the card program, making sure your finance management, your invoice management is super clear, reconciled, giving you insights where you're maybe spending off or where there's some potential for fraud through the data analytics that we're going to likely implement. We're going to make it like a CFO in a box, like how Ruben
CFO
calls it.
CFO in a box.
That's
I
the
like
ultimate.
That could be the title of this interview, CFO in a box. Now, and that's why, you know, you're the ones doing the solutions and I, you know, finance, and I'm the one just asking the questions so I can learn. Are you guys looking for more investors, you know, investments and, you know, put it out there?
Yeah, we are always looking for, you know, solid investors to back us up and back our vision and what we want to achieve.
All the best. I think it's really exciting times. You know, I think the pandemic has been good in that way. I think people realize the importance of going digital. Thank you, gentlemen. I've been speaking to Kalyana Mohan and Ruben Tiruchelvam from Swipee. You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.